You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Children know God as their Father. Here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his namesake. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who's from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you've overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you know the Father. And here we see three spiritual growths: children, young men, and fathers. Children know they are forgiven. We talked about yesterday. Today, children know God the Father because you know the Father. Children know God is their Father. To have a healthy spiritual growth, we have to live in the spirit of sonship. This is the new birth revelation. You see, once we were dead in sin and trespasses, but now, because of God's great love, who longed to be merciful to us, we who were dead in sin and trespasses have been made alive with Christ. That life, that new birth, that newness of life is the spirit of sonship, the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. Romans talks about this in so many beautiful ways. And this lies at the root of true, healthy Christian growth, that you know God is your Father, that you from the heart know God is your Father by the spirit of adoption. One man came to the church here some years ago, and he said to me, how can I prove that I'm a Christian? I said, that's good you think about it that way, but it doesn't start with you proving you are Christian. It starts with God proving you are his child by giving you the spirit of his Son, which is called the spirit of sonship, the spirit of adoption, where you have the witness of Christ in you that you are now a child of God. To as many, Jesus said, who receive him, to them he gives the right of power to become children of God, who do not have a mere natural birth, but who have a spiritual birth, who are born of God. This is what Jesus' great commission was to reveal the Father through his spirit of sonship. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14, is what I was just quoting. Or let's start at verse 12. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, who are born of God. The Word, and then he begins to show us what he's talking about. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Begotten means brought forth. You say, yeah, but hold on, Pastor, that's Jesus. I'm not Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, God, praise and glory be to God who has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us who are being kept by the power of God unto salvation, and so forth. We have been begotten through Jesus Christ coming into us. His life of sonship in us causes us to live as he lives. The life I live in this body, Galatians 2:20, is not of myself, but it's the life of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15, and so many other places, Ephesians chapter 2, talks about this and how important it is that you realize this. What does this life look like? This life of sonship. Well, Jesus did not only come to reveal the Father to us, but he came to reveal us to us. He came to show us in flesh and blood what it looks like to be a child of God and to know God as your Father. When Jesus had risen from the dead, I think this is in John chapter 20 or 21, he says, "Tell my brethren that I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." This is the great glory of Jesus Christ, that we now, through his spirit of sonship in us, are become heirs together with him, are children of God with Christ. Oh my goodness, this is so glorious, and there is no healthy spiritual growth without this. You do not become more spiritual and more gifted by any other way but simply by being a child of God, by simply being born of God and living in communion, in unbroken communion with your Heavenly Father through the unceasing manifestation of the life of the Son of God in you. He ever lives to intercede for those who come to the Father through him. It says in Hebrews 7:24, he keeps imparting into you that perfect life of righteousness, peace, and joy he enjoys at the Father's right hand. And he's our surety. He's the guarantee of our salvation and our spirit of sonship, because it never changes. It never diminishes. It never becomes less. He keeps giving it into us, so that as he lives at the Father's right hand, so we live in this world. 1 John 4:18. Oh dear friends, you cannot spiritually have a healthy growth without it. There has to be that communion with the Father through the Son that is the distinguishing mark of true Christianity. That is what sets you apart, where you then spiritually grow into that conscious knowledge. There is no charge against you. God has justified you. You are forgiven. You've been made accepted in the Beloved. You're well-pleasing. You have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins, Ephesians 1:6-7. You live in this communion with the Father through the Son. He gives it, he maintains it, he perfects it. And you are drawn up into that heavenly holy life and learn to live from above. Proverbs 14:14, a good man is fed from above. You live through the life of the Son of God in you. Oh, what a beautiful, wonderful Christian life we now have through Jesus Christ, that we should be called children of God. Beloved, 1 John 3:1. How great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we now should be called his children. And Jesus shows us what it looks like. Look at verse 18 of the Gospel of John chapter 1, where he says, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." Jesus, who came forth from the Father, unveiled the Father, revealed the Father, made him manifest in flesh and blood so he could be seen in Jesus. Jesus said in John 14:7, "If you've seen me, you've seen my Father, and from now on you know him, and from now on you see him." You see, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. It says here in Hebrews chapter 1:3, Hebrews 1:3. He, Jesus, is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying, the radiance of the divine. He is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe and so forth and so forth. Dear friends, if you want to know who God is, look at Jesus. And if you want to know whom you are predestined to be, look at Jesus. It says in Romans 8:29, we are predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. In 2 Corinthians 3:17, 18, it says, and being transformed into His likeness, Christ's likeness, from one degree of His glory to another by His Spirit in us. And in that spirit of spiritual growth, the simplicity of Christianity is to know I'm a child of God. God is my Father. When my natural father, Johann Masbach, was about to go to heaven, I was sitting by his bed. And I said to him, Dad, when you see the Lord, what reward are you looking for? And he opened his green eyes and looked at me as he always did so sweetly. I said, is that a strange question, Dad? He said, yes, son. I said, why? He said, what greater reward than to be called a son of God? Three times God spoke from heaven audibly. At Jesus' baptism, at his transfiguration, Matthew 17, Luke 9, and just before his cross, John 12, verse 27, 28. Three times God spoke from heaven and said, you, or this, is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Dear friends, this is the glory of Christianity. You cannot have greater glory than to be called a child of God, born of God. There is no gift, no power, no ability that will ever be greater than the simplicity of knowing I'm a child of God. And Paul writes to the Corinthian church and he says, I'm afraid for you that even as the serpent beguiled Eve, so your minds are corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ Jesus. There is no healthy spiritual growth without this. Whenever you start thinking only of ministry abilities, ministry opportunities, ministry qualities, and you think, oh, I need to improve my preaching, I need to improve this, I need to improve that. And while that all is nothing wrong with it, naturally, but it can never detract from the sweet fellowship that we have as children of God. Your spiritual growth is in knowing God is my Father. When you go through some of the greatest challenges that you can face in this life, it will hold you where nothing else will. Father, I know you love me. Father, I know you're with me. Father, I know you're for me. If God did not withhold his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not freely with him give us all things? Romans 8:31. Friends, this is the wonder. If God so loved us while we were yet sinners by giving his Son to die for us, how much more now that we are his children will he do for us through his life? When you live in that spirit of sonship and knowing God as your Father, it will hold you steady through the grave. It will hold you steady when you face the loss of a loved one that's tearing your heart apart. It will hold you steady when your own home is going through the bruising of the hardships that can come to any house. Friends, nothing will hold you as steady. Simply saying, I know Father, you love me. When I have the love of my Father, I have everything. And I tell you the truth, nothing can separate us from his love that has been so gloriously given and maintains and is perfected in us through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, live in that reality, God is your Father, and that you know Him as your Father, and I guarantee He will see to it through the revelation of His Son in you that you will keep on spiritually growing. You will keep on spiritually growing. And the Lord will not withhold any grace, gift, or blessing as you represent Him as His child. Amen. Have a good day.